Because somebody was smart enough to choose this one.
No, this is not the one to join. If you get through this one, you'll be fine.
Okay, so here we are, another happy day together, especially with Moshe Smithwack with us for the day. And we're holding Krisus Daf Gemel. And we got up to Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Oshia. So yesterday, basically, we went through the various limudim from the fact that the Torah has specially mentioned Achoso. And when it comes to Achoso, we had two parts, actually. The opening of the Pasuk and then the closing words of Ervat Achoto Gilah, which was completely redundant, since that's what we were talking about. And we ended up learning in the course of that sugya the din of chiluk chataot, that each erava is machayev a separate chatas. And we also ended up, again, there were various shitas according to Rabbi Yitzchak. We learned also the halacha that there's a din of malchus only where there's no kares, but if there's kares and you have kares below malchus, the rabbanan don't agree with that, they use it for chiluk. The end of the pasuk Ervas Achoso Gila, according to Rabbanan, then was coming to tell me the din of Einon Shin Min Hadin. A lot of sugyas that came from Achoto, which today says Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Oshia. What it is that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Oshia says sort of makes the entire discussion, at least part of the discussion, yesterday moot. He says, Koma kom shatam otzi shnei lavim, v'karet echad, chalek chata'at b'nehen. If you find the Torah mentioning an iser that comes in two separate lavim, what not to do, despite the fact that only one karet was mentioned, then by definition it's the separate lavim that create the separate chataot, and you don't need any additional lima to tell me chiluk chatat. His reference was the case, the fascinating case in Mefatim Visach. Mefatim Visach, we know that we have two separate isurim. It says, on the one hand, Absar Adam lo yisach, the Shemen HaMishka shall not be rubbed onto a human skin. And then it says, Ubemat kunto lo tasu kamo, you shall not fashion some shemen that is similar to the Shemen HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu made. But when it comes to the chiyuv karet, the Torah puts the two together. Karet echad, dechtiv, asher yikach kamo, v'asher yitein mimenu, azar v'nichrat mi'amav. Comes on Rav Oshia to say, it's unimportant how many are included in the same karet. What's important is how many times the Torah mentions the Iser Lav. And as long as it's twice for the two separate pulot, then there are two separate chataot for this, because it's a lav sheyesh bo karet. It doesn't need to mention. We've seen basically a pattern in which the chatat is not coming to erase the karet. The chatat is coming on the lav. Except that it only comes on a lav, the eat be karet. Since that's true, why would I need a separate limit of chiluk? So going back now to the arayot, I have to ask myself, why do I need now the chiluk chataot from the Pasuk of Achoto? If this is a rule, then fine. So then this is a rule by the arayot as well. The Torah said not to do it, each one of them, separately. So fine, then I know that I'm chayav a chatat, separately. So if he asks the Gemara, if that's the case, mi'achad lavim v'chulakim, you're saying now that lavim, it probably should say lavim michalkim. Now that you're telling me that it's the lav of a thing that causes the chiluk, meaning that causes the separation out of that concept as requiring a separate chatat. So now we have to question all of our thinking yesterday. We said the karet that it says bayachoto is coming to tell me that you have separate lavim, a separate chataot by the arayot. But the way Rav Oshia is learning, that's a given. So the karet achoto de katav rachman alamali, what was the point then? Well, wait a minute. First of all, according to Rav Yitzchak, there's no question. I mean, according to Rav Yitzchak, we know what the point is. He's coming to learn from their very important halacha that lavim, even though normally we think that every time Torah says lo, or pen, or ishamer, in each one of those cases, with hatra'ah, the person would get malkut for being over on the lav, Rav Yitzchak said that the point of mentioning achoto v'nichrita, again, is to tell me that's all you have to be concerned about, is the karet, and it's not in the hands of Beit Din to give the guy malkut. He does teshuvah and iskaret, that's his business, but we're out of the picture on that. That's a tremendous chiddush. And that's sufficient. According to the Rabbanan, we'll have to say, look, I mean, we know the Rabbanan definitely gets something very important out of the last part of the pasuk, because the repetition we said of Ervat Achoto Gilah comes to me that Eino Nashim Min Adin, which is a very fundamental halacha. So the Rabbanan Miboyle Lomar She'Eino Nashim Min Adin. Now this whole next piece is apparently an error, and Rashi points out that it seems to be some scribe that wrote it and didn't know what he was talking about. But the last piece that we really should add to it is that the Seifa Dekra, I mean, it doesn't exactly appear here. In other words, what's bothering really, but needs to be addressed here, is the fact that that only explains the end of the pasuk. I mean, but, and that was like the thing that we threw in, Ervat Achoto Gilah, that's the end. But we were asking, what do you need the beginning from? And yesterday we said we needed the beginning in order to be mechalek the chataot, and now according to what Rav Oshi is saying, you don't need it for that purpose. So why, how do we explain the last part? So here the closing word should be v'kulei kra mishum achoto de seifa ata, is what it should say, which appears here but a little bit warped because of the changes. So the entire pasuk, which is often the case, we have the klal of Rabbi Shmuel that every time the Torah could give the whole parsha just for the davar shebit chadeshbo. So over here we have a davar that's bit chadeshbo in the sugya of achoto, and because of that it introduces it with the overall discussion of Achoto and Nechiyuv Karei. That's how we have to understand it. The truth is, if you take a look at the structure of our Mishnah, you see a very interesting thing, that it seems that the Tana did something fascinating here to the Mishnah in order to make sure that we would understand that Rav Oshi is correct, and that the Mefatim and the Sach are actually mechayev two separate chataot. Because take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamefatem et hashemen," and then it goes to the ktoret. "Hamefatem et haktoret," and then it goes back to the shemen by saying "Hasach shemen amishkan." Now, why does it do that? Lomali detani mefatem et haktoret beemtza. Why, in the middle of talking about the shemen amishkan, does it throw in the ktoret? Now, I would suggest the reason is, in order to make it very clear that you shouldn't read together the words Hamefatem et Hashemen ve'asach and think that's one Chiyuv Chatzos. No. Mefatem. Now let's make you very clear that Pitum itself is Bechayev. How do I do that? By throwing in another Isser in between and saying, oh, and there's also a separate Isser of Pitum Haktoret. Now getting back to a separate Isser on the Shemen HaMishcha, we have the Sach Shemen HaMishcha that would be Chayev. So I think that's why I did it. Well, then, wait a second. I mean, there's a very good reason to do it. But first, let's see that inside. Why does it say Ktoret Bamsa Lava Kamak? Is it coming to tell me that just like Ktoret is a Lav B'fnei Atzmo? I mean, over there, there's nothing else. There's only Pitum HaKtoret. Your Chayev Karet B'fnei Atzmo. So, Mefatem Shemen is one Isser, and the Sach is each one is separate. Keeping the Lav B'fnei Atzmo, and Chayev Imala B'fnei Atzmo. Now, I know what you're going to say. Chitaim are going to try to tell me now. Come on, I mean, it's obvious why it puts in the Pitum HaKtoret with the Pitum HaShemen, isn't it? I mean, it's just listing the Pitums. That basically, the making of the Shemen is also the way the making of the Ktoret is also. So, Chitaim, if you try to tell me that the point of the Tana of here is not to separate the Asiyat Shemen HaMishka from the Sicha of the Shemen HaMishka, but rather it's simply the Kobay Lamiste Pitumi Bahare Adade. It wants to list the various pitumim in a list, and for heaven's sakes, do it in the other direction. Say pitum haktoret, which has no second part, then say pitum hashemen, and then say the sach hashemen. I mean, any idiot would have structured the mission that way. Have two pitumim followed by the din of the sicha, that's the last pitum, not start with the shemen hamishcha, interrupt with the ktoret, so then go back to the shemen hamishcha. Is that a good point? So, I mean, why in the world would the Tana have done it this way? April! You should have done it in the opposite direction. Say first Hamefatem et haKtoret, then say Mefatem et HaShem, and then Asach Shem HaMishcha. Amai Palge LaShem, and that's the point that I'm making. Why do it bedavka by going around the back door? Must be that he wanted to separate the Pidrum HaShemen from the Sichar HaShemen, that Kamashman, the Yesh Chiluk Chataot Beneihem, to make it very clear that they are two completely separate issues, so I put the Pidrum HaKtorot in the middle. Shema Amina, indeed, that is the point.
What would make the supposition that possible when they actually created the original Shemen Mishnah and they did the Ketorah, that they did in this order? First they created Shemen Mishnah, after they created...
It's just that it wouldn't be important to us in this Mishnah.
Okay.
Habal HaZachur. Now, we pointed out yesterday that the Mishnah lists 36 kritut, which, unless you're an androgynous, are impossible for one person. And the point of it, I mean, you're either a male or a female. I mean, so how could you possibly... I mean, females generally do get along very well sexually with males. I mean, Habal HaZachur would be, you know, not exactly a problem for a female. So, Tana B'Maika Chashiv. What is the Tana talking about? If he's talking about males, Ibra Gavre, then how does he throw in the business about Isha HaNirvaat? Talks about the one of the cases is a woman now who has sex with an animal. So then you have to take that out. So then you only have now 35 kritut. You said the reason that we listed is to find out how many separate chataot you could be chayav, but you can't be chayav these separate chataot. Because if you're a male, then you're not chayav on the yitzur of an isha on your vat, so you're missing one. Even nashik or chashav, are we talking about females? So then you're missing two. Because then abal azachur, which is certainly not very yasser, the ala beima, which the woman doesn't have an equipment to do, so she's left only with basically 34 kritut out of the 36. So batzilu tarte. Now, how could the point of the Mishnah, you said yesterday, and it was Rav Yochanan, you claimed that the only meaning of the Minyana, I mean, we know how to count, but the Minyana was in order to let us know that each one of these is Mechayev's a separate carbon. On Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan takes a little responsibility for this problem over here, since he's the one who insisted the Minyana was for that purpose. Liolam Tana Gavri Kachashiv, that you're right. The Mishnah is actually meant to be applying to males and take out the business about the Isha and the Behema and throw in, you have by the question of Zachor, you have two separate problems over there. You have the being the active partner as a male to male relationship and being the passive partner. You have also the Avi Zachor Alav. And that's going, if you hold the Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that there's two separate Isurim involved over here, Demerchayev Shtayim, then it works out fine. And you're back again to 36 because you've cut up, actually 34, I mean, to be honest, because the Pesach and the Mila were Chivasei, and we said you're not Chayev Chadas on that. But you're back to the 34 that we understood the Mishnah was coming to tell me.
What is the
Rabbi Yishmael, Demerchayev Shtayim? We're going to be talking about that in a minute. But he holds two separate Isurim, it being the Nishkav or the Shochev, with the Zachur.
But it's either one or one.
No, it's both. Chayev Shtayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's one Isur. You would only be Chayev once. Now, wait a second. I thought that we're going to prove that the Megadeth only works out only by the Rabbi Akiva. Remember, there was a machlokas at the end. It says, well, maybe Megadeth is a problem because of Engel Mice or whatever. But the Mishnah that includes Megadev in the list of kritot only works out according to Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't require a Maisa Rabbah to be Mechayev Yulachatos. So if the end of the Mishnah is going about Rabbi Akiva, I mean, it's pretty reasonable to assume that the Reish should not make Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Halach is you will only be Chayev one. The Chitema, maybe you'll try to tell me, well, it's going to, according to Rabbi Akiva, but actually maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yishmael. Bereshit Sabar Lak Rabbi Yishmael. It's not true. Unfortunately, we know that Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Rabbi Yishmael in the Isurim of relationships between males, because Omer Rabbi Abu, Habal HaZachar, Vehevi Zachar Alav, someone, both is an active and passive partner in a homosexual relationship, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Mafik Leimitarte Kroi, according to Rabbi Yishmael, there are two separate sukkim involved. One is Et Zachar Lo Tishkav, and that is to be active, and the other is Lo Yeh Kadesh B'Bnei Yisrael, which he understands Kadesh to be a male prostitute who is passive. And those are two separate Isurim. So according to him, Chayav Shtayim, there would be two separate Chayuvim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Eino Chayav Elachat, because he learns Michat Kranafikle. He learns the Isurim from one Pasuk, namely, Et Zachar Lo Tishkav. He says that could be read Lo Tishkav and Karve Lo Tashkiv. So not to sleep with and not to have him used as an object of sexual relationships. So that means that there's a machlokas. You can no longer say the safe is Rabbi Akiva, and the Reisha Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. He certainly does not. And so we're back again to our problem of having only 35 or 33 kritut that are mechayev separate chataot. Now I know the next approach, of course, would be to say that the Reisha indeed is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and there are two separate isurim when it comes to zahar. And what about Megadev? Well, Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Akiva Shita by Megadev that you don't need a Maisa Rabba to be Mechayev, you are Chatos, and Megadev, therefore, is Chayev. Maybe that's what you're saying. Will be Megadev, Sova, like Rabbi Akiva. But if that's the case, Iyachi, Nisne Nami, then we could have also come along and said, Habala Beima, Vehevi Behema Alav, that in the case of, I mean, remember that according to Rabbi Yishmael, if we're saying that the Megadev Sovelok Rabbi Akiva, so then we could have mentioned separate Isurim in terms of sleeping with an animal, if he holds like Rabbi Akiva in here. In other words, we only list one case. Sleeping with an animal. I mean, one can be nishkav with an animal, become the passive partner to an animal. Why, therefore, don't we include both of those things, if this is the case? Says the Gemara, Rabbi, because habala beima, levi beima alav, even though Rabbi Yishmael agrees that when it comes to a male, we have two separate isurim, and that active or passive is two separate issues, that's not the case by a behemah. Even according to Rabbi Yishmael, Eino Chayav Ela Achatz. There's no such thing as separating out male and female entities in relating to an animal. The Chiktiv Krah Begavrei Ktiv, the only time that the Torah is machalik between the two, is humans. Because behemah, we really couldn't care less whether it's male or female, in terms of using it as a passive recipient of a sexual act, and there's no din of an animal being a harlot. There's no, elotia kadesh is not an animal that's now acting as a prostitute. So mamela, there would be no separate isurim when it comes to behema, and even though we're trying to say the mission is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and that's how we have a right to have two separate isurim by Zohar, there's no need to throw in two separate isurim by behema because there aren't any. And therefore, it works out perfectly well. Rabbi Elazar Mishmei de Rav Amar, I understand, what's the problem? I mean, we've had to honestly cut down on the Mishnah. I mean, we needed to say when it said 36, it certainly doesn't mean 36, right? I mean, two of them are mitzvah saseis. So I mean, maybe it means there's 33 and not 34. And exclude this. I mean, perhaps the idea of the Mishnah is Tanish Loshim Shalosh Chata'ot. We throw in the three in order to be Messiah, the number of kritut. And it's a number of theoretical kritut. I don't want to say there's 33 kritut, because that would imply there's only 33 kritut, which isn't true. The same way I don't want to say, I mean, you agree, we don't want to say there's 34 kritut, and then people will think that there's no chi of karet on the Mila and Pesach, right? But everybody takes for granted that even though Minyana was written in order to tell me how many separate chataot there are, it doesn't mean that every single one of these is necessarily mechayev chatat. What you're saying is, if it's mechayev chatat, then each one of the karet is a separate chatat. Fine, so take another step. Take another step and say, if for whatever reason this doesn't work out, I mean, logistically, you can't be both a male and a female, so it doesn't work out, or so it doesn't work out. So it's a big deal. So you got 33. The Mishnah anyway is left up to your intelligent interpretation, right? So the Tana wrote 33 chataot and three additional kritot in order that you should remember the number of kritot. And it's got to be that way, because the Ketani Sefer Pesach HaMila. Pesach HaMila throws in, which is a mitzvah zaseh. Why throw it in at all? Pesach HaMila, my Ketani. The Itamer, what are you going to tell me? Threw it in because you have a chatat on Pesach and Mila? Do you korban? Of course not. Mimaite chatat, do you bring a korban chatat? The Atanya, we know that the Brisa clarifies that Uksha kola Torah kulala vodat kochavim, dechtiv Torah achat yelachem lo sebishkaga, vanefesh taase biyad rama, which we learn out is a reference specifically to avodat kochavim. So why does it say lo sebish kagan kol haTorah kula is compared to it? To tell me that ma'avodot avodat kochavim shev the alta aseh, that the same way that the Torah told me the chiyav of chatas by Ovid avodah zorah was in violation of a commandment by God to sit and not do, not to be Ovid, not that it was a chiyav to do something, not to do something. In other words, lo taaseh af kol shev the alta aseh. The only time you could be chayav a korban chatat is if it's similar to this fundamental description of avodat kochavim, that it's something not to do. And Pesach HaMila is not something not to do, it's something to do. Elalav, Shmamina, so therefore how do we understand the point of the Mishnah? Clearly it's giving you the number of chataot independently of the number of kritut. So in other words, what it's saying is shloshim v'shalosh chataot, for someone mandavdi b'shogeg, and there you're chayiv, and then you could have three kritut, including this one that you say doesn't work out, that a woman who sleeps with an animal. I mean, if you're talking about a male, he can't be a woman. Okay, fine. So I'm just one of you to know. However, there is another case. So the siyum may decree to shmamina. And indeed, that's the simplest interpretation of the Mishnah. We don't have to agonize over this to try to make it work out with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and so on. The Mishnah is fine. And the next case that we had that also has the similar issue of the chiluk of the chataot was Shabbos. Now here it's interesting, we list the chilul Shabbat as one. But well, I mean, the whole point, as we discussed yesterday, of Shabbat is that you could have 39 separate chataot. If you put that together with your kritut over here, it should have said shivim v'chamesh. Well, why does it only say 36? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, because the Tanakh was not talking about a case of the guy forgot that a particular malacha is aser, knowing that it was Shabbos. That's the only way that you could be chayiv on the separate malacha. If there was one shigaga, namely, he forgot that it's Shabbos, he thought it was Friday. And even if he would do all the malachot, he's only chayiv one korban. That's the case that the Tana is referring to. So the Tana shigigat Shabbat v'zadon malachot, where he forgot it was Shabbat, and he knew perfectly well what he was doing, except he didn't think it was Osir, because on a Friday, last he heard, you're allowed to shave. And there, he's only Mechayev 1, even though he did all types of separate Isurim to Tanya. Because, as it becomes clear in Masechet Shabbat, where the Torah says, a very funny lashon, the Asa Me'achat Me'ena. Now, I mean, you either say Asa Achat Me'ena, I mean, but why do you throw in the Asa Me'achat Me'ena? So the Gemara darshins that in this Brisa to mean you could have a Hena which is Achat, or an Achat which is Hena. In other words, it's as if it's saying it's possible to be Me'ena Achat, or Me'achat of the following. What does that mean? Depends how you do it. The Tanya, Hena Shi'achat, you could do a lot of separate things, as Hena are those, that are actually one. Namely, Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon Melachot. You do a lot of different things throughout the course of the day. Each and every one was a separate Melacha. But as far as you were concerned, it was Friday. And that's Achat. And that's what it's referring to over here. Yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly more dramatic to give us 75 creases instead of just 36. Heck, I mean, it might as well scare you more. You know, so you give up completely. So why not say all of them? Let's do it the other way around. Nisnes don Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. And over there you would get 40 chaser achat. Tanya v'yasa me'achat me'ena. Pa'amim shechayav achat al kulam. U'pa'amim shechayav al kol achat v'achat. Namely, achat she'ena, that's don Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. Over there it's basically one isur in the Torah, namely the isur Shabbat. But each one of the melachot is mechayav you separately. I mean, why not use that case? Well, because the Tana wants you to know the case of Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot, That's adifale. He feels that that's more fundamental to know. That at least you should be aware of the fact that the michatas mi'alom mifta. In other words, you should know that even though it was done this way, you're not potter from echatas. And even though you didn't do any of the malachas of Shabbos b'shogeg, so to speak, you're forgetting it was just the day of the week. So maybe that's not called bichlal ashiyat Shabbat. Kamashmo, one chatas yechayev. That's one approach in Rashi. Rashi has another approach to this. Namely, that it's coming to tell me, it's basically the same language that we use normally to say milsa de psika legatani. Something that I don't have to explain further. If I would start telling you shigigat Shabbat, so then, I mean, shigigat melachot, I'd have to explain them all. I mean, I'm going through the various cases. What am I going to start now explaining when you're chayav and shigigat melachot, or what they are, and so on? I mean, it's not my business here in Masechet Kritut. So I take a case, no matter what, the minimum that you'll have by Shabbat is you'll have one chatas, now go learn Masechet Shabbat. You'll find out the details of that. And that's all I'm interested in doing over here. The reason Rashi wouldn't offer that as the fundamental pshat, or his primary pshat, is because the language is, usually the way we say that is, that the milsa de psika lekatani. But okay, but nonetheless he offers it as certainly a possibility in the Gemara. So we have, okay, an example over here of one thing that has many different kritut, and we're only talking about one of them. And you know what? The truth is, honestly, I mean, if the Mishnah is going to make sense, it's got to be that way, because you have exactly the same situation in the next case, or the previous case, actually, which is Avodat Kochavim. By Avodat Kochavim, you can also be chayav, a separate chataot, because there's a concept of malacha, so to speak, by Avodat Kochavim. Of course, over there it's called Avodot. But each one of the different avodot by avodat kochavim is mechayiv separately. So v'chenata motzega by avodat kochavim diktoni shigigata avodat kochavim v'zdon avodot, and you have shigigat avodat kochavim itself, where I simply don't know. We're going to try to explain in a moment what that is. I know that these things are avodot, but I don't know that this is avodat kochavim. So that's one. On the other hand, if I didn't know that this was an avoda, then each one is separate. What's the case of shigigat avodat kochavim? I mean, is it that the amad bebet avodat kochavim, the guy is sitting in the Vatican and he thinks it's a shul? You know, I mean, he's never seen anything but a shul in his life. He's God. What a beautiful shul! He says, I really like the decorations in the Oren HaKodesh over there. And he bows down to it. You know, he said, I guess they're doing tachanun. So he bows down. I mean, is that the case? Is Sabra Beit HaKnesset v'shtachava? I mean, I mean, the guy's not worshiping Avodah Zorah. I mean, he happens to be in the wrong environment, you know. So that can't be that he's going to be chayiv. Ela dechaza andalta v'sagit lamarza. So what happens? He sees the Statue of Liberty and he bows down to the Statue of Liberty. I mean, what's the case? Either kabbalah lebe aloha. I mean, if he says, my, this certainly looks like God to me. Okay, so then it's a regular act of avodat kochavim. What do you call that? Shigoga. I mean, it's a bar skila. Either lo kibla beloan, if he's just bowing down to it because he likes it, or he's showing respect or whatever, so then again, lab mina, he's not doing anything. Ella, the case is mi ahava umir. Actually, what he's doing is he's bowing down out of love or out of fear. So now here, of course, is the most incredible Rambam's plan. So Rambam learns that love and fear is love of the avodah zarah object, or fear of the avodah zarah object, that over there he would be putter, because that's considered to be shigat avodah zarah. Of course, everybody goes crazy. How could that be putter? That's the best possible avodah, and the guy is truly worshiping avodah zarah with his whole heart, and you're telling me that's putter?
That we have to go out and buy a Christmas tree?
You love Christmas?
I like Christmas.
You like them?
Even this tradition. Oh, it's roasting. I'm
open. Yeah. Well, what do you intend to drink?
Eggnog, of course.
So, but of course, everybody else learns the Avo Miira that he has no intent on worshiping Avodas Kochavim, so he thinks it's mutter because he's being forced into the situation and so on. Okay, I mean, we've discussed many times the concept of the Rambam, but it's not the place for it. So that would be very nice, according to Abaye. I mean, according to Abaye, in such case, he would be chayav at least one chatas, but according to Rava, he's completely potter for doing avoda from Ava v'yira. It's not considered to be an act of avodat kochavim at all, in which case, what's the mission referring to over here when it's, I mean, either it's separate chiyum for each avodah, or you're not chayav at all if you were, and certainly you can understand, somebody bows down to Venus, you know, because it's so beautiful. You see, I mean, according to the Rambam, despite the fact that everybody views it as an avodah zarah, it's absolutely no interest in the avodah zarah. It's interest in the beauty per se. You know, or if somebody believes that something has some type of natural power, somebody bows down to the lion that everybody is worshiping in the tribe because it manages to eat the kids up every week. You know. They believe that if you placate the lion, it won't eat your kids. Because suppose the avodah zarah is to run into your house every time the lion shows up. You know, if the guy runs into his house when the lion shows up, but the guy said, "Well, he's worshiping the lion." Kederach avodah, he's scared of the lion, for heaven's sake. You're saying, why is he scared of the lion? He should be scared of the Lord and pray to God. Why, Akasha doesn't have that level of bitachon. No? Okay, so this is the Rambam says that Rav is saying he's part of it. That's how the Rambam fasted. So my ikalamimah, what are you going to do? What's the case? The case would have to be, we saw that Rashi tried to avoid this case of Omer Mutter in the Mishnah, because that would be similar to Onetz. The case would have to be Omer Mutter. The guy simply thought that it was okay to worship Avodah Zarah. He made the same mistake Enosh made, as the Rambam talks about Yuchas Avodah Kochavim, and he believes that this is an act of respect to God in worshiping those things in which God becomes manifest. Because remember, even though we had in the Sanhedrin the question of Rava asking Rav Nachman, what if the guy would be both ignorant lagabi the avodas and ignorant lagabi the isra of avodas kochavim? Is it considered to be one isra, or is it considered to be separate isra? But that's all he was asking. He wasn't asking whether it should be part of the gamre, right? So he was only saying, Yichodah mechayev itarka mechayev. You're going to be chayev separately, or you're going to be chayev one on the whole thing, since there is an underlying ignorance of the law that was there, and therefore we could view that as the primary issue. But certainly, miftu lagamre lo gabay mine. He didn't ask whether it would be part of completely. In a case of Omer Mutter, Rav Papa says, a very simple case. You have a tinok, shenishbalavin ovdei kochavim. And the guy knows about avodat kochavim. And the guy knows about the various avodot. He knows what they are. But he's been raised to believe that a cross with yoshka on it is certainly not avodat kochavim. So there, his mistake is only avodat kochavim. I mean, this, everybody he's ever met his whole life has told him that this is the way you worship God. So over there, the yada dasir avodat kochavim, but ani avodat kochavim lo yada disur. I mean, it never occurred to him that that's an avodah zarah, because the very same people who were claiming they were sending out missionaries all over the world to get away from the terrible primitive idolaters in Africa, and he's going to save them, and the Chinese are going to save them, and give them the Lord Yoshka Pipik to worship. It never occurs to him that they're just substituting one for another. So he figures he's given all that money to the missionaries, and now it's going to turn out that they were doing the same thing. That's ridiculous. So Mameli makes one mistake. The question is, can you sue? That's the shayla. You know, to get all that money back. Once he finds out.
I think our best bet is plagiarism for copyright infringement on the Bible.
Well, since we're dealing with the Chinese, it wouldn't matter. V'bois Eva, Afilu Tema. You know what? There's another way. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but even if you'd be talking about a gadol, somebody who didn't grow up in ignorance, but he considered himself to be a great baki in dinim because he always reads the Bible faithfully every week. And he's convinced, since it says, Lota suniti elohei kesef elohei zahav, and he says, okay, but all of these yashkas up there are made out of wood. So what's the problem? So therefore, I mean, the Torah says, kesef v'zahav. So Zora, ki asirish tachavola, but a Zora, the kesef is Zora, but certainly not of wood. That is a humble material, and that's okay. So the mini akrini sharia. So that's basically a shigoga in the nature of the Avodat Kochavim, although he knows perfectly well that Ishtachavoy is one thing that you could do, and bringing a korban is another thing that you can do. So you would have one case. Again, you'd have to say the same thing, that the Tana is choosing one format. So by Shabbat, he's choosing the format of forgetting what day of the week it is. And then by Avodat Kochavim, he's choosing the format of not knowing that this is an Avodah Zarah. Rav Acha Breder of Ikar, Mishmeder of Bibi says, look, again, you're going through all this agonizing discussion, whereas the simple solution is right in front of your nose. The Tana is simply unconcerned about the particular case. He just wants you to know that there's karet associated with the issues of Shabbat, with the issues of Avodah Zarah, and leaves the details to be discovered in the particular location, in Hilchot Shabbat, in Hilchot Avodat Kochavim, that's all. Why would our Tana have to structure things in a way that he's talking about one case or another, when all he's trying to do is bring out to you the places where Karet could be Mechayev Achata? That's all that's going on. Shem Shabbat Katani, Shem Avodat Kochavim Katani. And if you don't recognize that is what's going on in this Mishnah, then you haven't been thinking about the Mishnah very well. Because look, when you got to the sugya of a woman and her daughter, you know how many variations there are on a woman and her daughter? I mean, we've got the case of Habal Yishau Bita V'Aleshet Ish. Now how come it doesn't mention a separate diak in the Torah of a daughter that is your daughter not through marriage? What we would call an illegitimate daughter in English. Not that the legitimacy has any function in the Torah. But the din of Isha Ubita, Isha Ubita has to do with marriage. There's nothing wrong with taking as a prostitute the mother and the daughter. But you can't marry one of them and then have the other one. So you might have thought, Isha Ubita, maybe even if it's your own daughter, but not through marriage. You know, what about that? Comes along now to know there's a separate Isha Ubita where you actually just slept with the mother except you impregnated her. Now that daughter is your daughter. Over there is an Isser on the Bita. So how come the Mishnah doesn't mention that separately? Galoka Tanila. No, come on, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, maybe Dichtivan Katani, Dilokhtivan Lokatani. Only those things that are written with the illusion of Pasuk, maybe, is coming to discuss. Not those that we need to derive from a drasha. Okay, no drasha. How about a granddaughter? How about an Isha Ubat Bita, or an Isha Ubat Bina, her granddaughter through a son, her granddaughter through a daughter? You didn't mention that? So why didn't you mention that? I'll tell you why you didn't mention it, because you mentioned the category. Woman and her descendants. That's the category. Now you're going to tell me, but there's separate kritut in there. Of course there are. There's 39 kritut by Shabbat. There's 4 separate kritut by Avodah Zarah. There's 4 separate kritut by Isha Ubita. So therefore what? I got to list everything for you. Basically, figure it out yourself. I'm telling you the sugya. That's the sugya. Yeah. And therefore, this is the same thing. So, Achinami, what are you going to answer me? Elashem Isha Ubita Katani. You're going to have to answer me that all the Tana is interested in is giving me the category. Isha Ubita leaves the rest to me. Okay, so then Achinami, Shem Shabbat, or Shem Avodat Kochavim Katani. All I want to know is the category. I don't need to agonize over the case. Rav Acha Breder Ravika, Romedi Layadi Lay. Now, wait a minute over here. Rav Acha Breder Ravika was a very nice shot that Rav Bibi said, that he quoted, but Rav Acha Breder Ravika says, I've got to tell you the truth. It may be a nice shot, but he contradicts himself. Because Rabibi himself, Miyom Rabibi Barabayahok, did he really say this? That what? Shem Shabbat Katani, Shem Avodat Kochavim Katani. He himself asked the problem on the Mishnah where it says HaMa'aleh. So we have a case of HaShochet U'Ma'aleh Bachutz, right? Shochet V'Ma'aleh Bachutz. Each one of those is one karet. But he himself asks, doesn't it say HaMa'aleh Evrei Pnim Bachutz Chayav? And Evrei Chutz Bachutz Chayav, that when he learned in Zvachim, the sugya of Ha'alat Chut, that there's a separate hisser of bringing a varim that were meant to be, that were, it's a carbon that's brought, where the dam is brought outside, and the carbon that where the dam is brought inside. And he said each one of those has a separate isser in bringing it outside of the Beit HaMikdash completely. He was shocked by that, and he asked, the Kasha, Rabbi Barabai, he asked, oh, wait a minute. What are we going to do about the Mishnah back in Kritut where it says there's 36 Kritut? No. According to this, there's 37, because we have a separate law for Evrei Panim Bachutz and a separate law for Evrei Chutz Bachutz. Why didn't he just make the obvious the same answer he gave here? On three separate cases of Shabbat and Avodah Zarah and Isha Ubitah. So fine, is another example of where you have more than one karet in the same category. So Yardit's laughing for Shevaninu, he asked. Dikanami Amalev Amalev. Oh my gosh, I don't understand why is he could have said the same answer. Nishne Shem Halakatani. Why doesn't he just say Shem Halak? And we answered in Rabibi's place that look, I mean there's no comparison, Midami. Shabbat Avodat Kochavim, Tana Yaton Abinchihom. The idea over there is that we have a Mesechet that is dedicated, where the Mishnayot tease out the various lavim and the various kritut. Show me a Mishnah that teases out the separate issues of halal. So you can't ignore that. If you come and tell me the din of kritut, and this is the only place where such a kritut is mentioned, how do you ignore it in the Mishnah? That was his problem. So therefore, gabe kritut da'aria, Mishani Shem Shabbat Katani, Shem Avodat Kochavim Katani. Where he's talking about a Sugyav Kritut that is only mentioned in passing. In other words, I'm not coming to address the issues here. I'm coming only to make a list of Sugyot of Kritut. Okay, then I'm not going to sit here and tell you all of the details. But Gabi Ha'ala, Mi Katani Aton Benehon, does it say the Dinim of Ha'ala in Mesechet Zvachim anywhere in a Mishnah? That I should be able to answer over here, the Shani Haki, I should say over here, all you have to do is say, Shame Kritut. Here indeed it's coming to tell me the din of Kritut. Therefore, he was concerned with Bibi Barabai, a perfectly legitimate concern. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, we just saw, spoke about the Mefatim and the Sak of the Shemin HaMishcha, where over there you had a case of two separate lav and then one karet. How about the opposite case? How about where you have shtei kritut, but only one lav? What about that? Mao. Amalei said, come on. What are you talking about? I know you're referring to shochet and maale, correct? And you're assuming that shochet and maale is actually only one lav, because it doesn't say anywhere b'feirush not the shech, but you're wrong. Hani shnei lavim ninu. There are two separate lavim, not to be shochi b'chutz and not to be maale b'chutz. Where does it say it? That's a machlokas. Either it says it, there's one ma'adiyomar who learns it out from a gezerah shava, namely, nema kan hava'a, v'nema la'alan hava'a. So ma'ala alan lo anash elin ken is here, af kan lo anash ela in ken is here. So one possibility is that this is dependent basically in the way that the Torah puts two separate Isurim in terms of the Onesh that mentions twice. The Makriv, and one we understand to be, it says Pentaleh. Pentaleh, okay, sounds like only an Isur of Ha'ala. But we have the El Pesach O'amod Lohevi'o. And we have El Pesach Olamod Lo Yivienu. One of them is a reference to the and Venichrusa in both cases. One is a reference to bringing it for Shita. One is a reference to bringing it for Ha'alah. So you're right. It doesn't say Yishamer Lecha Pentishchot Olotecha. It only says Yishamer Lecha Pentale Olotecha, and that's the only Yisrael. But we make Gzereshova from the fact that it uses the Lashon of Lo Hevio or Lo Yivienu. That means there must exist an Isra Azara for Shkita as well. And there's another Mandi Amar who says, Lamanda Maitzala Behekesh, the Torah specifically, put both together in the pasuk of Shom Ta'aleh, the Shom Ta'aseh, to compare the Aliyah, meaning the Kakrava, and the Asiyah, meaning the Shechita La'alah. So just like the Ha'alah Lo Anash El Imken is here, Av Shechita Lo Anash El Imken is here. Therefore, your question is a mistake, because there is no example of a case where there's one lav and two shechitot. Now, I know what happened, and may I make a suggestion? That maybe what you were asking was, Dilma Shtei Mitot V'lav Echad Ka'am. What you really wanted to ask me is, what if the Torah mentioned an Isser that was Mechayev you a Chiyav Misa, and only said one love, and I know what that is. It's Mayi, that's Ov V'Yadoni. By Ov V'Yadoni, indeed, that's exactly what we have. It always puts together Ov O'Yadoni. So, by the Misa, it says, Isha Shayasada Ov O'Yadoni Mot Yumat. So, the O means either or. So, clearly, the Torah is telling me your Chayav Misa separately, either on Ov or on Yadoni. Fine. But how about when it comes to the Yisr? It says Oviyadoni. So there's only one law, basically. So, and that's what you want to know. Amar Le'in, it should say. That indeed is what I'm asking. Amar Le'in, ha, take out the Dalet, ha, plut to the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That issue is, in fact, the Machlok is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Tanu Gabe HaNiskalim, the same question when we were dealing with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That said, Elu Eina Niskalim. So over there, it says in the Mishnah, Ov V'Yadoni. The Gemara asked of
it. Is that different from Avodah Zarah?
Well, it's similar to Avodah Zarah. It's a type of superstitious activity. The Ov is somebody who takes a skeleton and moves it around, and, you know, and the Yadoni is where you use a bird bone, and he makes it talk, you know. It's not an act of Avodah Zarah. It's not worshiping anything, but it's under the general rubric of superstitious activities, which I think all the denim of superstition that are included in Hilchot Avodat Kohavim. So the Ov and Yadoni bothered us over there, and the Gemara over there asked, why is it that when it came to the list of the Skilot, it says Yadoni separately from Ov? And in our Mishnah here by the Kritut, you'll notice very conspicuously Yadoni is missing. It only says Ov. Rick, why doesn't it say Yadoni? So there, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish gave different answers. Rabbi Yochanan says that's because Ho'il b'shnehem b'lav echad nemru, since there was only one lav, because it always puts them together. Ov Yidoni. And therefore, it can only be Mechayev you one Chatas. Well, in other words, you could have said either. In other words, either Ov or Yidoni. So why did it say Ov? Why did it say Yidoni? So name Yidoni? Well, name of Balo. That's because Olu Bataka Katub Balo. It always mentioned that the Pasuk first Ov and then Yidoni. So fine, the Mishnah also says Ov. No. Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, no, the reason is because the Yadoni is not going to be Mechayev Achatas because there's no action involved in the Yadoni. It's basically just talking. You don't put on a little skeleton show. And therefore, there's no Chatat. Why didn't Reish Lakish like Rabbi Yochanan's answer? I mean, isn't it true that without a separate Lav, there wouldn't be a separate Chatas? No, says Rav Papa, actually Reish Lakish holds that something which is mechulak in terms of the chiyuv of mitah, that chiyuv is mechalek lagabi the chiyuv chatat as well. So a chalukinim b'mitot. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a chaluka de lab have chaluka. A chaluka de mitah lo have chaluka. The only thing that is mechayev you is separate chataot. The chatat is unrelated to the chiyuv mitah. The chatat is a response to the yisur lab. And if there's only one Yisur Lav, there can't be two Chata'ot. Therefore, I don't care how many times the Torah will give us a separate din, like it says, oh, by the Ov Yadoni, that's not going to change anything. It's still only one Chata'os. And why isn't Rav Yochanan happy anyway with Reish Lakish's answer that there's a difference between having a Maisa. Lantam Lomit Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan says, come on, man, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah includes 36 kritut, which are inclusive of Megadev. Now, how are you Megadev? By talking. But the Yidoni is also talking. So basically, it means that our Mishnah is ready to accept that talking is a Maisa. And that the Tinaftim Machayim Yochatat. And why wouldn't you say Yidoni? There's got to be another reason for not saying Yidoni. I'm telling you what that reason is. It's because you don't have a separate law. Kosava Mantanakri to Rabbi Akiva. And as we'll see, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lo Be'inan Maaseh, Rabbi Akiva says you don't need to do anything. Now, wait a minute. When he says you don't need to do anything, neither Rabbi Akiva Lo Boi Maaseh Rabami. It doesn't say you don't need to do anything. You need to do something. I mean, you're going to move your lips, right? So Maaseh Zuta, boy, you need to do something. Well, okay, what's the something, Reish Lakish the Baal Ov? My Maasav Isbe, Kasha Zrotav, you know, move the hands of the skeleton or whatever. That's a Maisa. And what's the Maisa by the Megadev? My Maasav Isbe, Akimatzvatav Havi Maisa. Now, we misunderstood and we fought. So please concentrate on this, Richard. Just one point that's crucial to the continuation. We thought that since in the Mishnah the only thing that seems to be up in argument is whether Megadev should be included or not, because at the end of the Mishnah we find all the way at the end it says no, actually Chachamim Omrim Afa Megadev should be excluded because it says Shayaseh, right? How come they didn't say that the Ov should be excluded? Because the Ov has a Maisa. Apparently, right? So we thought, when Reish Lakish was explaining, why do we include Ov as opposed to Yidoni? Because the dancing skeleton business, that's a real action. And therefore, over there, even the Chachamim would be Moda. That's what we thought. So, Kasaka Daitach, Hakashat Zrotav, Havi Maisa Afilo Rabona. And therefore, we are disturbed by the following. Meitve. Avodat kochavim eno chayav ela al davar sheyesh bo maaseh kegon shezibach v'kiter v'nisech v'ishtachava. Now let's look at this. You have to do something. What is doing something? Bringing a korban, bringing ketoret, pouring out wine to it, or bowing down to it. And we ask, what do you mean bowing down to it? Bowing down to it is intransitive. It's something I do with my body. It's like moving my lips. What I mean, it's not the interpretation over here that this relates to the Avodah Zarah. There's no real mitzvah that's done to the Avodah Zarah. We asked over there, now wait a minute, Ishtahava, Lebba Maaseh, where's the transitive act? And Reish Lakish answered about Ishtahava, that, well, it must be going according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you don't need a Maisa. Now, wait a minute. The Ov was ready to say it's going to everybody. Why? Because you're moving the arms. And over here, when you're bending your body, I mean, is there a difference between those two things? That, he was saying, was going to everyone. If this is only going to leave it to Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. So, what would be the point? Now, Rabbi Yochanan says over there, no. Even though I wouldn't agree, Kvifat komato avi Maisa, bending your frame is a Maisa. It doesn't have to be transitive. Okay, so what does that mean? That Svir Leila Reish Lakish, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, that Kvifat komato lo avi Maisa. You're telling me, Hakashad Zrotav avi Maisa? What, so clapping your hands together with some bones in them, that's a Maisa, but bending your entire body, that's not a Maisa. Why not? How do you explain that? No, it was a mistake. He didn't mean that the Rabbanan agree with Ov. He meant to leave it to Rabbi Akiva. But indeed, according to Rabbanan, it's not a Maisa. What? So then why at the end of the Mishnah does it say Yatsa Megadev? It says Megadev isn't included. Because Megadev doesn't have a Maisa. It should have said at the end of the Mishnah, wait a minute, exclude Megadev and the Ov. Because both of them are equally non-Maisa. If you don't agree with Rabbi Akiva, that's because Chonimik Tarte Katane. We picked on one. I mean, you're supposed to be intelligent enough to understand that this means either Ov or Megadev, neither of them have Meisim. So then why did you say Megadev? I mean, isn't it better to say Ov where it's easier to make the mistake? I mean, we have the whole discussion of the Ov Yadoni. So use that as your example. Well, listen, Megadev. Nah. Megadev Itzrichle. Megadev Itzrichle. You see, Megadev represents a very interesting, special case. Why? Because the karet on the Isser Megadev is said in the Parsha of Avodat Kochavim itself, where it talks about a nefesh el sebiyad rama, which is, remember, the fundamental dinim of chatat are all learned from there, and it says et Hashem u'megadev. So I would have thought that's a special case where the Torah actually relates gidur to the chiyuv of a korban, you see, and therefore it would have been easy to make the mistake. They will want to make sure that you know there's no special case of megadev, no maisa, no korban. So sarkadate kaminova khatif karate lebemakom korban. Maybe in that case Modaka Komil Rabbi Akiva. Kamash Malandalo, okay, we needed to know that. Ula says, look, the whole thing is basically a mistake. The Ov and Yadoni. The Ov mentioned in the Mishnah is not the Ov that you're thinking about, or the guy who does the little skeleton dance. The Ov that's mentioned is somebody who is mikater l'shade. He brings an offering to a shade in order to get some black magic done. And therefore, it's a real act. And in Achinami, the Ov was never mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the non-real act. Maskefel Rav, I understand. What do you mean he brings an offering to a shade? I mean, that's a type of Avodat Kochavim, right? I mean, guy is offering up something to demons. I mean, whatever, same thing. Yashka, demons. I mean, Elam Arava, I know what you mean. You mean, the Mekater L'Shade Almanat L'Chabro. You're not interested in worshipping a shade. What you're interested in doing is getting the aid of the demons, like, what's that guy, you know, Artemis Fowl, you know. You're doing an Artemis Fowl thing. Nobody's into this, I see. No, you got no kids in the house? Right, so he wants to get the aid of the demons to do things. So he's trying to be mechaber them to himself, not worshiping them. Amalia, by wait a second. Lechabro, that's a separate issue in the Torah. Lechaber chover. That's what that's called. So why isn't that included in the Isser Lav? That's not an Isser Karet. That's an Isser Lav. That's the snake charming stuff. Another type of superstition that's included under the general rubric of Avodas Kochavim, but it's not Chayav Misa. It's prohibition. Amar Lei, HaTorah Amra, Chover Chaver, Kedon Zeh B'Skila. What do you want? There's different levels of Chover Chaver. The Ov that we're talking about is a... You're right, it's no different than somebody does snake charming. But when you're doing demon charming, the Torah says you're chayav korban chatas. If you're doing snake charming, you're only over on an iser. So, what's the big deal? So what's the case of chover chaver de balav? Hadidani, which one is that? I'm going to get a tanya, chover chaver, echot chover godol, echot chover koton. Look, I don't care, you want to play your little games with, you know, you want to get all the horses out on the plains together with your magical incantations. Or if you look over in Nachashim Vakravim, you want to charm some snakes or scorpions, have them do a little dance for you. In all of those cases, you would be chayev on a lav. Says Abaya, minim ha'im ha'demats v'zibura v'akrova. Guy wants to put together a snake and a hornet and a scorpion. It's also usher, unless they're chasing you. If they're chasing you, you know, all means are okay, you know. You can use ray guns on them if you want to. Because of usher, even if they're chasing you, then that's not a kavana for chibur, just kavana to get them away. By the way, according to Rabbi Yochanan says, kifat komato avi maisa. Rabbi Yochanan answered before, bowing down is a maisa. So what about talking? Hakimat svatav. So let talking be to say maisa is bowing down. And you say by Megadev, it's not a Maisa. Why? Oh, my Rava. No. You know why? Because it's not what you say by the Megadev that's important. It's what that saying is expressing about what's in your heart. Oh, the Yeshno Belev. In other words, The Iker Ish Isser over there is the fact that you are saying that which your intent is, namely to curse Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no way for us to know what you are doing unless you say it. And the saying stands only for what's going on internally. The Kfifat Komato stands on its own. It is an act of worship. That's the point. But you can't say, this is an act of cursing. It's an act of moving your lips. Moving your lips is not an act of cursing. Moving your lips as a human communicating is an act of cursing, but that communication has to do with a mental interpretation. Mashen Kein, the bending down in front of an Avodah Zarah, is an act that stands on its own without our needing to interpret it. And therefore, it's Yeshua Belev, and that would be less than Kifat Komato. Wait, so you're saying, in other words, if it wouldn't be for that, that Akimat Svatav would be a Maisa? How about Eidim Zomim? Eidim Zomim, they have a Isser Lav, and yet we say, Yatsu Eidim Zomim, that when it comes to a case where somebody was Matir in Isser, so Eidim Zomim is not going to be Mechayev him, because there's no Maisa, and therefore there's no Chiev on Eidim Zomim. Why is there no Maisa? Mamai. Al Pik Sivam. Eidim Zomim have to say it. They can't just indicate it. They can't motion it. They have to speak. And you said that's a Maisa. Amar Rav, it's the same thing as Megadev. It's not the moving of the lips. It's the moving of the lips that communicates what they saw. That was their Re'iyah. The Isser over there is their interpretation of a Re'iyah and not the fact that they're moving their lips. What I'm trying to say over here is that it's the fact of bending down that is the act. And therefore, there I could say it's an act. Removing lips per se is not the problem. It's the brain behind it that's the problem.
But they didn't see anything. They made it up.
No, true. But that's what